This is Akashvani, the news read by Aparajita Nair. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Wardha in Maharashtra today. Mr. Modi will participate in the national PM Vishwakarma program, marking 1 year of progress under PM Vishwakarma. During the program, Prime Minister will release certificates and loans to PM Vishwakarma beneficiaries, symbolizing the tangible support extended to artisans under this scheme. He will also distribute credit under PM Vishwakarma to 18 beneficiaries under 18 trades. Prime Minister will also lay the foundation stone of PM Mega Integrated Textile Regions and Apparel Park at Amravati, Maharashtra. Later, the Prime Minister will launch the Acharya Chanakya Skill Development Centre scheme of Government of Maharashtra. Mr. Modi will also launch Punya Shlok Ahilya Devi Holkar Women's Startup Scheme. Under the scheme, early state support will be given to women-led startups in Maharashtra. President Draupadi Murmu will address the centenary celebrations of the ICAR National Institute of Secondary Agriculture at Namkum in Ranchi today. The President is scheduled to interact with present and former scientists of the Institute about research and innovation. President Murmu will release special postal cover and postal stamp commemorating 100 years of ICAR National Institute of Secondary Agriculture. The President will also plant saplings as part of the Ek Ped Maa Ke Naam campaign at premises of the Institute. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said no power on earth can bring Article 370 and Article 35A back to Jammu and Kashmir as long as the BJP is in power. Prime Minister Modi said that these have gone forever. Addressing election rallies in Katra and Srinagar yesterday, the Prime Minister said the BJP was committed to restoring statehood to J&K as promised in Parliament. Mr. Modi said it was the BJP government that started the Vande Bharat Express train from Delhi to Katra. He said that the Pakaldul, Ratle, Kiru and Kavarpa projects are currently under construction and will not only generate electricity but also provide livelihoods for the youth of Jammu. He said that a new medical college has been established in Udhampur and that a district hospital has also been completed in Riyasi district. Mr. Modi said that railway connectivity in J&K is attracting more than 2 crore tourists to the Union Territory. The Prime Minister also held a roadshow in Katra. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah has said that White Revolution 2.0 will lead to empowerment of women, fight malnutrition in children, generate employment, strengthen organic farming and enhance soil fertility through organic farming in the country. Speaking at a national level conference in New Delhi yesterday on a series of transformational initiatives taken in 100 days of his ministry, Mr. Shah said India has become the largest milk producing country in the world. On the occasion, Mr. Shah also launched a guidebook on formation and strengthening of 2 lakh new MPACs, primary dairy and fishery cooperative societies in villages or panchayats uncovered so far, SOP on White Revolution 2.0 and cooperation among cooperatives. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a 3-day visit to the United States from 21st to 23rd of this month. Briefing the media in New Delhi yesterday, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said, during the visit, Prime Minister Modi will take part in the Quad Leaders Summit in Wilmington, Delaware tomorrow. The Foreign Secretary informed that Prime Minister will interact with several foreign leaders and interact with the Indian diaspora in the US. In the first cricket test of the 2-match series against Bangladesh, India were 339 for 6 at the end of the first day's play at M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai. Ravi Chandran Ashwin scored his 6th test century and was batting at 102 along with Ravindra Jadeja at 86 when stumps were drawn. At the 45th Chess Olympiad, the Indian Open section team secured a resounding victory over Iran by a massive score of 3.5 to 0.5 in round 8, strengthening its claim for the gold medal in Budapest, Hungary. However, the Indian women's team suffered its first loss, falling to Poland by a margin of 1.5 to 2.5. And that is the end of this news bulletin.